My mother says I am difficult and have been since the moment I was born. Well, even before that, actually, if we're to put a finer point on it. Sylvia Anderson likes to do that, put finer points on things, especially where her youngest child is concerned. Like when she tells me the reason I rarely see my brother Joe, despite us living two suburbs apart, is because his wife Rachel finds me cold. Never mind that Rachel gives Emmy Award-winning performances of geniality only when Sylvia is around, or that Joe and I just don't have much in common these days. And when she tells me that declining fertility rates for women, coupled with my inability to form lasting romantic relationships, mean I may never have children or get married, who says I want to? When it comes to me, Sylvia looks at everything through the lens of a goddamn magnifying glass. It's one of the reasons I find her so hard to deal with. The problem is, right now, it feels like someone has hit the zoom button on my life. Everything has been blown up in painfully acute detail and, try as I might, I can't stop looking at it. It's the image of a 30-year-old woman with no job, a total of $4,193 in her bank account, and a pixie cut that's fast morphing into some kind of hybrid mullet. Talk about a depressing view. If Sylvia could get her hands on even the smallest detail about what's going on with me, she'd be magnifying the hell out of it. And I know exactly what she'd be saying. Why? Why do you always have to be so difficult? The worst thing is, she'd be right. The last 6 months, I certainly didn't opt for what you'd call easy and uncomplicated. First, I wanted something, well, someone, so badly, I ignored all sense and reason and went ahead and took him.